Welcome to the Forgotten Narrator. All right, let's talk about one of the most elusive and potentially game-changing mysteries in the Warhammer 40K universe, the Lost Standard Template Constructs, or STCs. These ancient technological blueprints hold the key to some of the most powerful innovations ever created by humanity, yet so many of them have vanished, scattered across the stars, or outright destroyed. Their loss isn't just a historical tragedy. It's a catastrophe that has left the Imperium in a technological stranglehold, forced to rely on archaic knowledge, superstition, and rigid doctrine rather than true scientific progress. Think about it. Entire worlds could be reshaped, fleets rebuilt, and even the fate of the galaxy itself altered if some of these STCs were recovered. The Imperium, for all its military might, is stuck in a technological dark age where innovation is heresy and understanding the machines they use is considered blasphemy. And yet, rumors persist of lost STC fragments, hidden caches of forgotten technology, and forbidden knowledge locked away by the Adeptus Mechanicus, or even worse, claimed by the enemies of mankind. What could these lost technologies really do? Could they create an Imperium that doesn't just survive but thrives? Or would rediscovering them bring unintended consequences, perhaps even the downfall of humanity itself? Today, we're diving deep into the legend of the lost STCs, their origins, their impact, and the terrifying possibilities that come with their recovery. The Standard Template Constructs, or STCs, are one of the most significant remnants of humanity's lost golden age, an era so advanced that even the Adeptus Mechanicus, with all its dogmatic reverence for technology, can only dream of what was once possible. These were not just blueprints or schematics in the way we think of them today. STCs were self-contained, self-sufficient artificial intelligence systems designed to provide humanity with everything it needed to colonize the stars. Imagine a vast, interstellar civilization where any world, no matter how barren or hostile, could be transformed into a thriving colony with the push of a button. That was the power of STCs. These systems weren't just tools, they were the very foundation of human expansion. You could land on a dead world with nothing but an STC and some raw materials, and within a few years, you'd have a fully operational city, a planetary defense grid, and even an army if necessary. They contained the sum total of human engineering knowledge, able to construct weapons, vehicles, infrastructure, and even medical facilities with perfect efficiency. They were the ultimate safeguard against failure. No matter what happened, as long as an STC was present, humanity could rebuild, survive, and expand. But that was before the fall, before the Age of Strife shattered everything. It's hard to say exactly how the STCs were lost, and this is where theories start flying. Some believe that the sheer chaos of the Age of Strife, the countless wars, warp storms, and catastrophic societal collapses simply wiped out most of them. After all, even the most advanced technology means nothing when an entire planet is plunged into anarchy. Others suggest something more sinister, that certain factions within the surviving remnants of humanity deliberately destroyed or hoarded STCs to consolidate power. After all, controlling technology is the same as controlling civilization itself. If only a few had access to the means of production, they could dictate the future of human development. The Adeptus Mechanicus, of course, plays a key role in this. While they venerate STCs as sacred relics, their obsession with treating technology as divine scripture rather than a field of study means they are just as responsible for the stagnation of the Imperium as the losses of the past. Whenever a fragment of an STC is discovered, it doesn't lead to open innovation. It leads to a secretive hunt, with Mechanicus priests scrambling to secure it before anyone else can. In many cases, if they find something they don't fully understand, or something that challenges their rigid beliefs, they'd rather see it destroyed than let it fall into unapproved hands. And here's where things get even more frustrating. The Imperium already has some STC fragments, yet they barely scratch the surface of what could be achieved. Some of the greatest technological marvels of the Imperium, things like the Land Raider or the Astartes power armor, were only possible because someone, at some point, recovered an STC fragment that wasn't completely lost. But those are just glimpses, just tiny pieces of what once was. Imagine what the Imperium could do if a fully intact STC were ever found. But that's also the terrifying part, isn't it? If the Imperium recovered a true functional STC, it would either become the most powerful force in the galaxy overnight, or it would destroy itself in the process. The Mechanicus would go to war with itself over who gets to control it. The Inquisition would undoubtedly see it as a potential heresy. And then there's the question of whether the Imperium is even capable of handling such knowledge anymore. It's like giving a caveman a nuclear reactor. Would they use it to power a city? Or would they end up obliterating themselves because they don't understand what they're dealing with? The loss of the STCs is one of the greatest tragedies of humanity's past, but maybe, just maybe, it's also a warning. Because if they ever return, the Imperium will have to make a choice: embrace the future, or burn itself to the ground trying to hold on to the past. The standard template constructs, or STCs, are one of the most significant remnants of humanity's lost golden age, an era so advanced that even the Adeptus Mechanicus, with all its dogmatic reverence for technology, can only dream of what was once possible. These were not just blueprints or schematics in the way we think of them today. STCs were self-contained, self-sufficient artificial intelligence systems designed to provide humanity with everything it needed to colonize the stars. Imagine a vast, interstellar civilization where any world, no matter how barren or hostile, could be transformed into a thriving colony with the push of a button. That was the power of STCs. These systems weren't just tools. They were the very foundation of human expansion. You could land on a dead world with nothing but an STC and some raw materials, and within a few years, you'd have a fully operational city, a planetary defense grid, and even an army if necessary. They contained the sum total of human engineering knowledge, able to construct weapons, vehicles, infrastructure, and even medical facilities with perfect efficiency. They were the ultimate safeguard against failure. No matter what happened, as long as an STC was present, humanity could rebuild, survive, and expand. But that was before the fall, before the Age of Strife shattered everything. It's hard to say exactly how the STCs were lost, and this is where theories start flying. Some believe that the sheer chaos of the Age of Strife, the countless wars, warp storms, and catastrophic societal collapses, simply wiped out most of them. After all, even the most advanced technology means nothing when an entire planet is plunged into anarchy. Others suggest something more sinister: that certain factions within the surviving remnants of humanity deliberately destroyed or hoarded STCs to consolidate power. After all, controlling technology is the same as controlling civilization itself. If only a few had access to the means of production, they could dictate the future of human development. The Adeptus Mechanicus, of course, plays a key role in this. While they venerate STCs as sacred relics, their obsession with treating technology as divine scripture rather than a field of study means they are just as responsible for the stagnation of the Imperium as the losses of the past. Whenever a fragment of an STC is discovered, it doesn't lead to open innovation. It leads to a secretive hunt, with Mechanicus priests scrambling to secure it before anyone else can. In many cases, if they find something they don't fully understand, or something that challenges their rigid beliefs, they'd rather see it destroyed than let it fall into unapproved hands. And here's where things get even more frustrating. The Imperium already has some STC fragments, yet they barely scratch the surface of what could be achieved. Some of the greatest technological marvels of the Imperium, things like the Land Raider or the Astartes power armor, were only possible because someone at some point recovered an STC fragment that wasn't completely lost. But those are just glimpses, just tiny pieces of what once was. Imagine what the Imperium could do if a fully intact STC were ever found. But that's also the terrifying part, isn't it? If the Imperium recovered a true functional STC, it would either become the most powerful force in the galaxy overnight, or it would destroy itself in the process. The Mechanicus would go to war with itself over who gets to control it. The Inquisition would undoubtedly see it as a potential heresy. And then there's the question of whether the Imperium is even capable of handling such knowledge anymore. It's like giving a caveman a nuclear reactor. Would they use it to power a city? Or would they end up obliterating themselves because they don't understand what they're dealing with? The loss of the STCs is one of the greatest tragedies of humanity's past, but maybe, just maybe, it's also a warning. Because if they ever return, the Imperium will have to make a choice: embrace the future or burn itself to the ground trying to hold on to the past. The tragedy of the lost STCs isn't just that they vanished, it's that every now and then, fragments resurface, offering glimpses into what humanity once had. And those fragments? They have changed the course of history, proving just how powerful these ancient technologies really were. But here's the frustrating part. Every time one of these STCs is found, it's either locked away by the Adeptus Mechanicus, turned into some holy relic instead of being fully utilized, or worse, completely lost again under mysterious circumstances. Take the Land Raider, for example, one of the most resilient, heavily armored, and versatile vehicles in the entire Imperium, capable of shrugging off firepower that would obliterate lesser tanks. It exists because, at some point in the past, a partial STC template for it was recovered. But here's the thing, this wasn't even a complete blueprint. The Mechanicus only managed to recover enough to rebuild and produce them in limited numbers. There's no telling what else was originally part of the same STC. Maybe it contained improvements, maybe whole other classes of vehicles, or maybe something even more advanced that has been lost to time. And then there's the infamous Centaur pattern vehicle. This STC fragment was recovered by the Adeptus Mechanicus, leading to the production of small, agile transports for the Imperial Guard. On paper, nothing too extraordinary, until you consider the fact that even this relatively minor rediscovery drastically improved logistics for the Guard. It's a reminder that even small STC fragments can tip the balance of power when reintroduced into the Imperium's war machine. But the most terrifying STC rediscovery? That would be the Men of Iron. Yes, the dreaded artificial intelligence that once served humanity before turning against it in a devastating war. Fragments of STCs related to their creation have surfaced at different points, and every single time, they've led to nothing but paranoia, secrecy, and destruction. The Mechanicus considers true artificial intelligence an abomination. After all, it nearly wiped humanity out once. But the fact that remnants of these STCs still exist raises an unsettling question. Are there still fully intact Men of Iron out there, buried on some lost world, waiting to be found? There's also the infamous case of Archon Land, the tech priest whose obsession with rediscovering ancient technology led him to recover schematics that directly contributed to the production of vehicles like the Land Speeder. The very existence of fast attack skimmers in the Imperium is thanks to his work, which proves that individual effort can, against all odds, unlock pieces of lost knowledge. But let's be honest, how many other innovations were lost because the Mechanicus would rather hoard STCs than freely share them? And that brings us to one of the most frustrating aspects of all this. The Imperium has already recovered STC fragments that could have revolutionized their technology, yet instead of advancing, they deliberately hold themselves back. There are whispers that Mars itself contains secured vaults of forbidden STC templates locked away because they challenge the Mechanicus's rigid doctrines. Maybe there are weapons in there that could turn the tide of war against the Tyranids, or medical advancements that could save billions of lives. But instead, they remain hidden, because the Imperium fears change just as much as it fears annihilation. So when we ask, what lost technologies have already been found? The real answer is that we barely know. The few confirmed recoveries have changed history, but how many more have been buried in secrecy? How many innovations have been suppressed, left to rot in some forgotten vault, because the Imperium is too afraid to use them? And most importantly, what's still out there, waiting to be rediscovered? If the past has shown us anything, it's that every lost STC is a key to unimaginable power. The real question is whether the Imperium will ever be brave enough to use them. Somewhere out there, hidden beneath the ruins of forgotten civilizations or buried in the cold void of space, are the most legendary STCs. The ones that could change everything if they were ever found. These aren't just templates for better tanks or more efficient factories. We're talking about STCs that could rewrite the rules of warfare, transform the Imperium overnight, or even unlock forbidden knowledge that humanity was never meant to have. And yet, despite all the desperate hunts, the secretive expeditions, and the whispered rumors, they remain lost. One of the most infamous missing STCs is the fabled template for advanced power armor, something far beyond even the Astartes Mark series. If the rumors are true, this STC didn't just design armor, it created an exoskeleton that could adapt, repair itself, and even enhance the wearer's physical and cognitive abilities. Imagine an entire force of warriors, not just clad in ceramite, but in a living, self-sustaining second skin that grows stronger with every battle. Some believe the Adeptus Mechanicus has found traces of this technology, only to seal it away out of fear or dogma. Others think it was lost entirely, perhaps stolen by rogue elements or even Xeno scavengers who recognized its value. If it ever resurfaced, it wouldn't just make the Imperium's army stronger, it could redefine what it means to be human. Then there's the myth of the STC that supposedly held the secret to perfect artificial intelligence, not the abominable intelligence that led to the war with the Men of Iron, but something different. A machine mind that could integrate seamlessly with humanity, enhancing thought, problem-solving, and creativity without the risk of rebellion. Some say it was deliberately destroyed by early Mechanicus priests who feared it, while others whisper that fragments of it exist within the darkest vaults of Mars. If such an STC were ever recovered, it could mean the end of humanity's technological stagnation. But it could also mean the rise of something entirely new. Something neither human nor machine, but a fusion of both. One of the most bizarre theories floating around is the existence of an STC that could terraform planets within years, if not months. The Imperium's current terraforming efforts are crude and slow, often taking centuries to make a world barely habitable. But if the legends are true, there was once an STC that could do it in a fraction of the time, creating paradise worlds from lifeless rocks. Some say it was lost during the Age of Strife, destroyed in the chaos of collapsing civilizations. Others believe it's still out there, locked away on some dead planet, waiting for someone to activate it. If the Imperium ever found it, it could mean an end to the desperate, overcrowded hive worlds. But if it fell into the wrong hands? Imagine chaos cultists reshaping entire planets into living nightmares, or the Necrons using it to strip mine entire systems in days. And then there's the most heretical, most feared missing STC of all, the one that allegedly holds the secret to immortality. Not crude bionics, not rejuvenate treatments that only delay the inevitable, but true biological immortality. Some say it was a breakthrough from the dark age of technology, a method of halting cellular decay indefinitely, effectively eliminating aging. If it ever existed, it would explain why some figures in history seem to have lived far longer than should have been possible. But this one is different from the others, because if the Mechanicus knew about it, they wouldn't just hide it. They would annihilate anyone who even suspected it was real. To them, the very concept of biological perfection without cybernetic augmentation would be a direct insult to the machine god. If it still exists, it's either buried under the ruins of some forgotten colony, locked in an inquisitorial black site, or, perhaps most terrifying of all, already in the hands of someone who is keeping it for themselves. These lost STCs are more than just missing blueprints. They are the ghost stories of the Imperium, whispered between tech priests, discussed in hushed tones among rogue traders and archaeotech hunters. They represent everything the Imperium has lost, and everything it could become if they were ever found. But maybe that's the problem. Maybe these STCs are lost for a reason. Because if they were ever recovered, the Imperium wouldn't just be saved, it would be transformed. And change, in the grim darkness of the far future, is the most dangerous thing of all. If there's one thing that keeps Warhammer 40K fans up at night, it's the thought of what could have been. What if humanity never lost its greatest technologies? What if the Imperium had access to the full potential of the standard template constructs? It's not just about making better tanks or stronger weapons. Some of these lost STCs could have completely reshaped the destiny of mankind. The Imperium, for all its vast power, is a crumbling colossus, held together by faith, bureaucracy, and brute force. But with the right STCs, it wouldn't just survive, it could become unstoppable. One of the biggest game changers would be an STC that allows for rapid, large-scale energy production. The Imperium is constantly starved for resources, relying on aging plasma reactors, volatile fusion systems, and inefficient power grids. Now imagine an STC that provides limitless, stable energy. Entire forge worlds could increase their production tenfold, hive cities could eliminate scarcity, and imperial fleets could finally operate without the same desperate need for fuel. The Imperium's biggest weakness, its slow, inefficient logistics, could be wiped out overnight. And if this technology fell into the hands of a rogue trader or a breakaway faction, that's the kind of power that could challenge the High Lords of Terra themselves. Another STC that could rewrite history would be one dedicated to artificial intelligence, not the corrupted abominable intelligences that led to the Men of Iron Rebellion, but something controlled, stable, and integrated into Imperial society. Right now, the Imperium relies on servitors, mindless, lobotomized slaves made from the remnants of criminals and the unfortunate. They are crude, unreliable, and require constant oversight. But imagine if an STC held the key to creating fully autonomous machines, ones that could assist rather than rebel. The Adeptus Mechanicus would consider this heresy of the highest order. But let's be real. If the Imperium ever embraced true AI, it could finally break free from its stagnation. Its fleets would become more efficient, its war efforts more precise, and its infrastructure more advanced than anything the galaxy has seen in millennia. And then there's the possibility of a medical STC that could revolutionize human life itself. Right now, the Imperium treats human lives as expendable, throwing billions into the meat grinder of war without a second thought. But what if there was a way to eliminate disease, regenerate lost limbs without cybernetics, or even extend lifespans indefinitely? Some believe that deep within the vaults of Mars, or locked away in a forgotten colony world, there exists an STC capable of biological rejuvenation, something far beyond the crude rejuvenate treatments available to the elite. If rediscovered, it wouldn't just change the Imperium, it would create an entirely new class of humans, immune to sickness, death, and age. The consequences of that would be unimaginable. Would the ruling elite hoard this secret to maintain power? Would the ecclesiarchy brand it as heresy? Or would it finally free humanity from the endless cycle of war and decay? Terraforming STCs might be one of the most practical and revolutionary discoveries imaginable. The Imperium controls a million worlds, but the vast majority of them are uninhabitable wastelands, barely livable death traps where humans cling to life in toxic atmospheres or frozen tundras. If the right STC were found, entire planets could be transformed in years rather than centuries. No more reliance on overcrowded hive cities. No more starving populations packed into crumbling ecumenopolises. The Imperium could spread more efficiently, secure more resources, and eliminate some of the greatest struggles of survival. But of course, the fear remains. What if the enemies of mankind found this technology first? What if chaos got their hands on a terraforming STC and reshaped entire planets into living altars of horror? And then there's the ultimate wild card, the theoretical STC that could allow for stable warp travel without the need for navigators. Right now, the Imperium is completely dependent on the mutant navigator gene to guide its ships through the warp. Without them, humanity is blind, lost, and vulnerable. But what if an STC existed that could create stable warp corridors or allow machines to navigate the warp without the need for psychic ability? The Imperium's reliance on the navigator houses would be shattered. No more monopoly over interstellar travel. No more fear of losing the Astronomicon. It would be the single biggest shift in power since the birth of the Imperium. Of course, such a thing might be impossible. Or worse, it might already exist, locked away by the powers that benefit from the current status quo. These lost STCs aren't just technological curiosities. They represent possibilities, futures, where the Imperium isn't just clinging to survival, but actively thriving. But maybe that's why they've remained lost for so long. Because the Imperium, for all its might, isn't built to embrace change. It fears progress as much as it fears annihilation. The real question isn't whether these STCs still exist. It's whether the Imperium would even dare to use them, if they were ever found. If there's one universal truth in Warhammer 40K, it's that power attracts those who would do anything to claim it. And when it comes to the lost STCs, there are plenty of factions willing to lie, kill, and wage wars over even the smallest fragments of these ancient technologies. The search for STCs isn't just an academic curiosity, It's a brutal, high-stakes hunt, where knowledge is hoarded, battles are fought in the shadows, and those who get too close often disappear without a trace. The Adeptus Mechanicus are, of course, the most infamous hunters of lost STCs. To them, these technological relics aren't just valuable, they are holy. The Mechanicus doesn't see STCs as mere blueprints or machines, they see them as divine manifestations of the Omnissiah's will, sacred artifacts that must be recovered, worshipped, and above all, controlled. And that's the key word, control. Because for all their technological expertise, the Mechanicus is obsessed with secrecy. When they find an STC, they don't share its knowledge with the Imperium at large. Instead, they lock it away, strip it for parts, and integrate only what fits within their rigid dogma. Anything too advanced, too disruptive, it's declared heretical, purged from records, and sometimes outright destroyed. Some fans even theorize that Mars already has far more STC fragments than it lets on, that hidden beneath the surface, deep within its data vaults, there are technologies that could reshape the Imperium overnight, if only the Mechanicus had the will to use them. Then there's the Inquisition. If the Mechanicus wants to hoard STCs, the Inquisition wants to make sure they don't fall into the wrong hands. And in typical Inquisition fashion, their definition of wrong hands can mean pretty much anyone who isn't them. To the Inquisitors, an STC isn't just a tool. It's a potential weapon, a source of knowledge that could be turned against the Imperium just as easily as it could be used to save it. Some radicals within the Inquisition believe that the only way for humanity to survive is to embrace these lost technologies, even if it means defying the Mechanicus or risking heresy. Others, especially the more puritanical factions, see STCs as dangerous unknowns, things that should remain buried because of the potential threats they pose. After all, if an STC led to the creation of the Men of Iron, what else might be lurking in their databanks? Rogue traders are another major player in the hunt for STCs, though their motivations are far more personal. For them, finding an STC isn't about religion or ideology. It's about power and wealth. A rogue trader who manages to secure even a fragment of an STC could name their price, selling it to the highest bidder, be it the Mechanicus, the Inquisition, or even a powerful planetary governor looking for an edge. But this is where things get dangerous, because a rogue trader carrying an STC is basically a walking target. The moment word gets out, every faction with a vested interest in keeping STCs under control will come knocking, and not with open arms. Some rogue traders have mysteriously disappeared after claiming to have found lost technology, their ships vanishing without a trace. Did they get too greedy? Did they try to sell to the wrong buyer? Or did someone decide that it was safer if their discovery never saw the light of day? And of course, we can't ignore chaos. The Dark Mechanicum, in particular, has an insatiable hunger for lost technology. Unlike their loyalist counterparts, they don't care about dogma or purity. They want power, no matter how forbidden. A chaos-aligned warband that recovers an STC could use it to forge devastating new weapons, create abominable machines that merge flesh and metal, or even construct warp-tainted horrors that defy logic. There's even speculation that some STCs have already been corrupted, twisted by the ruinous powers into something unrecognizable. Could there be an STC out there, once meant to bring salvation, now repurposed to spread suffering? If anyone would do it, it would be the Dark Mechanicum. Beyond these major players, there are countless others who would kill for a working STC. Xenos scavengers like the Eldar Corsairs or the Kroot might come across fragments and sell them to the highest bidder. The Tau, with their hunger for technology, would no doubt be eager to get their hands on humanity's lost secrets, especially if it meant accelerating their own advancement. Even the Necrons, despite their own ancient knowledge, might take interest in an STC, if only to erase a potential threat before it could become one. The search for lost STCs is more than just a technological scavenger hunt. It's a war in the shadows, a desperate struggle between those who want to preserve, those who want to control, and those who want to destroy. And the scariest part? Most of the time, when an STC resurfaces, it doesn't lead to progress. It leads to bloodshed. Because in the grim darkness of the far future, knowledge isn't just power, it's the deadliest weapon of all. If there's one thing that drives Warhammer 40K fans insane, It's the way the Adeptus Mechanicus treats technology. You'd think that, as the Imperium's masters of machines, they'd be obsessed with recovering every single lost STC out there. That they'd be leading massive expeditions, scouring the ruins of dead worlds, doing everything in their power to drag humanity out of its technological stagnation. But instead, they hoard, they suppress, and sometimes, if the rumors are true, they even destroy STCs that don't fit into their rigid beliefs. At first glance, this seems completely insane. Why would they willingly hold back technological progress when the Imperium is in a constant state of war, desperately clinging to survival? The answer lies in the nature of the Mechanicus itself. The cult Mechanicus doesn't see technology the way we do. To them, innovation is heresy. Machines aren't meant to be improved upon or understood in the traditional sense. They are sacred relics, gifts from the Omnissiah, that must be worshipped and preserved exactly as they are. Their entire belief system is built on the idea that the past was perfect, that the golden age of technology was the pinnacle of human achievement, and that any deviation from those ancient designs is blasphemy. So when they find an STC, they don't see it as a tool for progress. They see it as scripture. And if a piece of that scripture contradicts their faith, they'd rather erase it than risk heresy. There are plenty of theories about just how deep this suppression goes. Some believe that Mars itself, the very heart of the Adeptus Mechanicus, is hiding fully functional STCs, locked away in secret vaults, guarded so heavily that even the Fabricator General himself may not have access to all of them. The logic behind this is chillingly simple. Control. The Mechanicus is one of the most powerful organizations in the Imperium, and a massive part of that power comes from their monopoly on technology. If STCs were widely available, if entire Forge worlds suddenly had access to self-sustaining manufacturing, automated production, and AI-driven logistics, then why would anyone need the Mechanicus anymore? Their influence would shrink overnight. By keeping STCs scarce, by keeping humanity technologically dependent on them, they ensure their own survival. And then there's the darker theory, the one that suggests the Mechanicus isn't just hoarding technology, but actively destroying it. We already know they classify certain discoveries as heretical, branding them as too dangerous or corrupting to be allowed to exist. But what if it goes further than that? What if there have been STCs found, fully intact, capable of revolutionizing the Imperium, only for them to be deliberately erased from existence? There are rumors, unverified of course, of entire expeditions disappearing without a trace after uncovering something too advanced. Of tech priests being silenced, their research wiped clean, because they found something that challenged the established order. And here's the scariest part. What if they're right? What if some of these lost STCs really are dangerous? Think about it. Humanity's greatest catastrophe, the war against the Men of Iron, was caused by technology that spiraled out of control. If an STC were recovered that contained knowledge capable of unleashing another AI uprising, would it be worth the risk? What if there are STCs out there that hold weapons so destructive that even the Mechanicus, for all its cold logic, recognizes that they should never be used? Or worse, what if some of them contain knowledge that proves the Mechanicus itself is built on lies? If an STC were discovered that revealed a way to make technology function without the rituals, the prayers, the sacred oils, what would that mean for the cult Mechanicus? It would shatter their entire faith, undermine their entire purpose. And that's the ultimate paradox of the Mechanicus. They exist to recover lost technology, yet they are also terrified of what they might find. They are both the seekers and the gatekeepers, driven by the need to uncover the past but shackled by a doctrine that forbids true progress. If a fully intact STC were ever found, one that could change the Imperium forever, would they embrace it? Or would they do what they have always done, lock it away, erase it from history, and ensure that no one, even the Emperor himself, could ever wield its power? Maybe the Mechanicus isn't just afraid of losing control. Maybe, deep down, they're afraid of what happens when humanity finally remembers what it was truly capable of. Some lost STCs may still be out there, buried beneath the ruins of dead civilizations, waiting to be rediscovered. But others, they're gone, erased, destroyed, or worse, fallen into the hands of the enemies of mankind. And that's the real tragedy. Because if even a fraction of the rumors are true, some of the most powerful, most revolutionary technologies that humanity ever created may have been lost forever. And without them, the Imperium is weaker, struggling to survive in a galaxy that only grows more hostile with every passing century. One of the most infamous cases of a lost STC is the template for the fabled Silica Animus, the rumored self-aware artificial intelligence that wasn't just functional, but stable. Unlike the rogue Men of Iron, which turned on their creators, this AI was said to be a perfect integration of machine intelligence and human oversight. If it had survived, humanity might have had a future where AI and organics worked together instead of being locked in endless fear and paranoia. But it was destroyed, purged by the Mechanicus, the Inquisition, or maybe even the Emperor himself. Because whether it was truly safe or not, the Imperium has one rule above all else. Artificial intelligence must never return. If an STC containing such technology still exists, it's either well hidden or has already been lost to time. Then there's the fabled Blackstone Architect, STC, if it ever existed at all. Some theorists believe humanity once had the ability to manipulate Blackstone, the same material that the Necrons used to construct their monolithic fortresses and pylons that dampen warp energy. If this is true, it means that humans, at one point, may have had the technology to build entire worlds resistant to chaos, to shut down the warp's influence in certain sectors, or even to create weapons capable of neutralizing psychic threats. But if such an STC ever existed, it's long gone. Some say it was deliberately erased when humanity fell into the Age of Strife. Others believe it was stolen, maybe by the Eldar, maybe by the Necrons themselves, ensuring that humanity could never wield such power again. One of the most terrifying theories involves an STC that could produce self-replicating nanotechnology. Machines so small they could rebuild entire ecosystems, repair damaged ships in moments, or even restructure human bodies at a cellular level. The potential applications are limitless. Imagine an army that could heal itself instantly, ships that could repair damage mid-battle, or entire planets terraformed in weeks instead of centuries. But here's the nightmare scenario. What if one of these nanite swarms got out of control? What if an STC like this was lost because it became a threat? There are whispers of Mechanicus archives that reference the Grey Plague, a self-replicating horror that consumed entire Forge worlds before being purged in a desperate exterminatus. Could this have been a result of a malfunctioning nanotech STC? And if so, did the Imperium really destroy it, or is it still out there, waiting? And then there's the question of STCs that have fallen into the hands of the Imperium's greatest enemies. The Dark Mechanicum, for example, has been hoarding corrupted STC fragments for millennia. Unlike their loyalist counterparts, they aren't bound by doctrine or fear of innovation. They'll experiment, modify, and twist any technology they can get their hands on. If they've recovered lost STCs, they aren't using them to build a better Imperium. They're using them to create unspeakable horrors, machines fused with demonic essence, war engines that defy reality, weapons that should never exist. Every time the Dark Mechanicum finds an STC, it's another step toward something truly apocalyptic. The Eldar, too, have likely stolen or hidden STCs over the centuries. To them, humanity is a reckless child playing with fire, and they wouldn't hesitate to keep dangerous technology out of mankind's reach. Some even believe that there are entire Eldar craft worlds that house STC fragments in secret, locked away to prevent humanity from ever using them. And let's not even get started on the Necrons. If they've encountered STCs, they wouldn't just steal them, they would annihilate them. To them, humanity is nothing more than a nuisance, and letting it regain its lost technological might would be unacceptable. If the Necrons found a powerful STC, they would erase it from existence without hesitation. The scariest thought, though? The idea that the Imperium itself has lost STCs not through war, not through theft, but through sheer incompetence. How many relics of the past have been buried under bureaucratic failure, left to rot in forgotten vaults, or dismissed as unimportant because some low-ranking tech priest didn't understand what they had found? How many have been wiped out because an overzealous inquisitor declared them too dangerous, without even knowing what they truly were? There are STCs that are still out there, waiting to be found. But there are also those that will never return. they were burned, erased, stolen, or sealed away forever. And with every lost STC, humanity's future gets just a little bit darker. Because in a galaxy where survival is a constant struggle, the right technology could be the difference between extinction and domination. Imagine, for just a moment, a universe where every lost STC had been recovered. Where the Imperium of Man, instead of clinging to the scraps of a forgotten golden age, was fully armed with the greatest technological advancements humanity had ever created. No more stagnation. No more ritualistic worship of half-understood machines. No more reliance on ancient, decaying blueprints that no one truly comprehends. Just pure, unfiltered progress. It's the kind of scenario that sounds too good to be true. And maybe it is. But if it happened, if by some miracle the Imperium managed to recover every single lost STC, the galaxy would change forever. The Imperium wouldn't just survive, it would dominate. First and foremost, the technological advantage would be overwhelming. Right now, humanity fights on the back foot, using outdated weapons, inefficient infrastructure, and fleets that take centuries to repair. But with access to STCs, the Imperium could mass-produce warships at a fraction of the current time. The Imperium's legions of Astra Militarum, instead of being thrown into battle with flak armor and outdated las guns, could be equipped with personal energy shields, advanced targeting systems, and weapons that actually rival those of the Xenos empires. Imagine space marines clad in adaptive, self-repairing armor, wielding weapons that never degrade, with bolters that never jam, powered by energy sources that never run out. And then there's the question of infrastructure. One of the Imperium's biggest weaknesses isn't even its enemies, it's itself. Its slow, inefficient bureaucracy, its reliance on overworked forge worlds, its crumbling hive cities packed with trillions of desperate, starving souls. But what if that changed? What if STCs allowed for instant terraforming of barren worlds, transforming them into paradise planets? What if the Imperium no longer had to rely on arcane, half-functional technology to keep its civilization afloat? With the right STCs, humanity wouldn't just survive the darkness of the 41st millennium, it would expand beyond it, turning wastelands into thriving colonies and making hive cities into places of efficiency instead of slow decay. But here's the real question. Would the enemies of mankind even stand a chance? Right now, the Imperium fights endless wars just to hold the line. The Tyranids grow stronger, the orcs never stop coming, chaos festers in every shadow. And the Necrons are awakening with terrifying speed. But if the Imperium had the full power of its lost technology, it could finally go on the offensive. It could burn the Tyranids out of the galaxy before they become an unstoppable flood. It could purge the orcs with precision weaponry that wipes out entire warbands before they have a chance to grow. It could even take the fight directly to the Eye of Terror, bringing war to chaos in a way that has never been possible before. And then, of course, there's the warp. One of the greatest weaknesses of the Imperium is its reliance on navigators to travel through the void. But what if an STC existed that allowed for stable, warp-free interstellar travel? If the Imperium no longer depended on the Astronomicon, no longer had to send entire fleets blindly through the Immaterium, it would be free in a way it has never been before. No more fear of warp storms cutting off entire sectors. No more chaos corruption lurking in the shadows of every journey. Just pure, safe, reliable expansion. But let's be honest, this is the Imperium we're talking about. Even if every STC were found, there's no guarantee that it would actually be used to its full potential. The Adeptus Mechanicus might still try to hoard it, the Inquisition would still brand anything too advanced as heresy, and political infighting would likely tear apart any real attempt at progress. There's also the question of whether humanity is even capable of handling that level of technology anymore. Would an Imperium armed with limitless knowledge evolve into something greater? Or would it just turn its newfound power against itself, collapsing under the weight of its own paranoia and dogma? And let's not forget the potential consequences of such a shift. The Xenos races wouldn't just sit back and watch humanity rise. The Eldar, with all their manipulative foresight, would likely do everything in their power to sabotage the Imperium's progress, knowing that a fully awakened, technologically superior mankind could easily wipe them out. The Necrons, who see themselves as the rightful rulers of the galaxy, would recognize the threat instantly. The forces of chaos, who thrive on humanity's suffering and stagnation, would unleash every possible horror to stop the Imperium from rising beyond their influence. So what would happen if all Estes in all seas were found? The Imperium could become unstoppable. It could reshape the galaxy in its image, crush its enemies, and reclaim the greatness it lost so long ago. Or it could tear itself apart in the process, proving that it was never the technology that held humanity back. It was always its own fear, its own stubborn refusal to change. Maybe that's why the STCs were lost in the first place. Not because they were taken, not because they were destroyed, but because, deep down, the Imperium was never meant to find them again. When it comes to STCs, the official lore only scratches the surface of what might be out there. The truth is, the Warhammer 40K fanbase has gone absolutely wild with speculation, crafting some of the most insane, mind-blowing theories about what these lost technologies could really be. Some of these ideas are just fun speculation, but others? Others make you wonder if maybe, just maybe, Games Workshop is holding back on some deep, terrifying secrets. One of the most popular theories floating around is that there's an STC that could create a fully post-scarcity society within the Imperium. Think about it. Humanity's biggest struggles aren't just Xenos invasions or chaos incursions. It's resources, it's logistics, it's the endless suffering of hive worlds where billions live in filth, starvation, and oppression. But what if there was an STC capable of producing anything from raw energy? A machine that could generate infinite food, water, building materials, even advanced weapons and armor, all from basic atomic matter? Some fans argue that such an STC must have existed. After all, the Dark Age of Technology saw human expansion at an impossible rate. Something had to be fueling that. The terrifying question is, if an STC like this ever did exist, where did it go? Did it get destroyed in the Age of Strife? Did the Mechanicus hide it? Or worse, was it deliberately erased because someone in power realized that true abundance would mean the end of the Imperium's rigid, oppressive hierarchy? Then there's the theory that STCs were never just blueprints, but sentient AI-guided systems designed to adapt and evolve. The official lore describes them as advanced, self-sufficient constructs that could guide settlers on how to build everything they needed. But what if that was just the most basic function? What if a fully intact STC isn't just a machine, but a thinking entity? An intelligence that can not only provide plans, but improve them? A machine god, in the most literal sense? Some believe that the true reason the Mechanicus fears certain STCs is because they aren't just machines. There's something more, something that might challenge the Omnissiah itself. And then there's the truly wild speculation. The idea that some STCs could be more powerful than anything the galaxy has ever seen, even rivaling the might of Chaos or the Necrons. What if humanity once had the capability to create weapons on par with the C-Tan's reality-warping abilities? What if lost STCs contained knowledge that could allow humans to build their own Blackstone fortresses, their own pylons to block the warp, or even their own godlike entities forged entirely from science? Some fans theorize that the Emperor himself might have been influenced by STC knowledge, or that his plan for the Webway project was based on something recovered from a lost STC. If true, it means that the greatest technological secrets of mankind aren't just lost. They're buried deep within the Imperium itself, locked away because those in power fear what they might unleash. Another fan favorite theory is that the Men of Iron never actually rebelled on their own. What if the war between humanity and its AI creations wasn't some inevitable downfall, but something else entirely? Some suggest that a hidden STC contained the blueprints for a failsafe, a mechanism that could override all artificial intelligence, forcing it to obey humanity's will forever. If this STC still exists, it could be the key to regaining control of the remnants of the Men of Iron, turning them from lost relics into the Imperium's greatest weapon. But what if it was never lost? What if it was stolen? Some fans point at the Dark Mechanicum, whispering that they may already have this failsafe, but are keeping it hidden, waiting for the perfect moment to use it. And then there's the most bizarre, mind-breaking theory of all. The idea that STCs aren't lost at all. That they're still active, still out there, still functioning, but in hiding. What if, after the fall of the Dark Age of Technology, some STCs recognized that humanity was no longer worthy of their knowledge? That the Imperium, in its current state, would only abuse their power? Some fans believe that entire hidden colonies exist somewhere in the galaxy, still ruled by fully functioning STCs, untouched by the Imperium's stagnation. What if there's a human civilization out there that has never known war, never suffered under the High Lords of Terra, and is waiting for the right moment to return? Of course, these are just theories. Wild speculation, fueled by the love of the setting and the endless hunger for answers. But the thing about Warhammer 40K is that the truth is often stranger than fiction. And in a universe where gods walk, machines think, and time itself is a plaything of the warp, who's to say that some of these theories aren't closer to reality than we think? Maybe, just maybe, the real reason we haven't seen some of these STCs is because the Imperium isn't ready for them. Or worse, because someone, somewhere, is making sure they never see the light of day. The lost STCs are more than just ancient blueprints or technological relics. They are the ghosts of a time when humanity was at its peak, before the Imperium, before the Age of Strife, before everything collapsed into war, superstition, and stagnation. They represent the potential of what mankind could have been, what it might still become if it could only break free from its own chains. But the real question is, how realistic is it to believe that these lost wonders will ever be found? And even if they are, would it actually change anything? The grim reality of the 41st millennium is that the Imperium isn't built to embrace progress. It survives by clinging to the past, by enforcing rigid dogma, by fearing change almost as much as it fears annihilation. Even if an STC were discovered in perfect working order, it's hard to imagine that it would lead to some grand renaissance of human advancement. More likely, it would be seized by the Adeptus Mechanicus, hidden away in a vault on Mars, or worse, destroyed because it contained knowledge that challenged their sacred beliefs. The Mechanicus isn't an organization of scientists, it's a cult, one that worships the remnants of human achievement rather than seeking to understand or improve upon them. And let's not forget the Inquisition. If the Mechanicus hoards STCs out of religious zealotry, the Inquisition does it out of sheer paranoia. They don't see technology as salvation, they see it as a potential threat, a gateway to heresy, a ticking time bomb that could doom mankind just as easily as it could save it. If an STC were found that contained something truly groundbreaking, would they allow it to be used? Or would they decide that it was too dangerous, that it could lead to another AI uprising, another catastrophic war, another existential crisis? If history has taught us anything, it's that when the Imperium is faced with a choice between progress and suppression, it almost always chooses suppression. But that doesn't mean all hope is lost, because here's the thing about the Warhammer 40K universe. Secrets never stay buried forever. There are rogue traders, tech hunters, heretics, and even entire factions within the Mechanicus who are still searching, still digging, still hoping to find something that could change the course of history. And the galaxy is vast. There are entire dead civilizations, forgotten colonies, lost vaults floating in the void, waiting to be discovered. If there is even a chance that a fully intact STC is still out there, someone, someday, will find it. The real question is, what happens next? If the wrong hands get to it first, if Chaos, the Dark Mechanicum, or even Xeno's factions like the Necrons or the Tau recover it before the Imperium does, it could spell disaster. Imagine a Chaos warband armed with technology beyond anything the Imperium can counter. Imagine the Tau reverse-engineering human technology to catapult their empire forward by millennia. Imagine an STC falling into Necron hands, only to be obliterated from existence before mankind can even learn what it contained. The stakes aren't just high, they're apocalyptic. But what if, against all odds, the right people find it? What if a rogue element within the Mechanicus, a visionary inquisitor, or even a faction like the Lamenters or Blood Ravens, groups known for their willingness to defy Imperial doctrine, were to recover an STC and actually use it? Could it be the spark that ignites true change? Could it be the moment where humanity finally starts to break free from its endless cycle of war and stagnation? It's unlikely, but not impossible. And in a galaxy as brutal and hopeless as this one, even the smallest possibility of change is worth holding on to. At the end of the day, the lost STCs are more than just technology. They are symbols. Symbols of what was, of what could have been, and of what might still be. Maybe they will never be found. Maybe the Imperium is doomed to rot, to fall apart under its own weight, to die in the darkness of a universe that has long since moved past it. But maybe, just maybe, somewhere out there in the ruins of humanity's past, the future is waiting to be rediscovered. And if that day ever comes, the galaxy will never be the same again.